Shalom to all. Today's episode on Henjadaf Mem Beis, we're starting Mem Alpha Beis about 5 lines off the bottom with the words of Amar Vachabar Chanina. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we just mentioned Rosh Chodesh, so we go off on a little bit of a tangent to discuss Kiddush Levana, or as the Gemara calls it, Birchas Chodesh. So the Gemara says Amar Vachabar Chanina, Amar Basi, Amar Birchanon, Ad Kama Varchan Al Chodesh. Up until when of the month is a person allowed to bless the month? Meaning, is he allowed to say Kiddush Levana? And the answer is Ad Shmal Pigimasa, until his Pigima, that which is lacking, is filled up. Vikama. And how much is that? So Amar Yaakov Idi, Amar Yehuda, Ad Shiva, until the 7th day of the month. Whereas in our Dai Amri, they say Ad Shisha Asar is until the 16th of the month. Membez Amar Alpha on top, or Tavaya Krabyechan Sriyelhu, they both hold a Krabyechanon, meaning they both agree that the Shir is Ashit the smell of Pigimasa, until the Pigima, that which is lacking, is filled up. It's just they argue what that means. Halam Havaki Yisra, Halam Havaki Nafya. One holds it has to be like a bowstring, the other one holds it has to be like a sieve. We know that a bow is like a half circle, and the string connects the two ends going straight down. And that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it takes 7 days from the beginning of the month, when the moon is just a tiny little sliver, to become a half moon. So it looks like a bow with a bow string. Whereas our Dais say that it's referring to a sieve. We know that a sieve is a full circle, and it takes all the way through halfway of the month for the moon to become full, and that's when a person lies like Kiddush Levana up until. We should be able to make the bracha of Atoiv Ametev. This is a question of Rabbi Yehuda that says that one is only allowed to make Kiddush Levana up until the 7th of the month. Still, past the 7th of the month, one should be able to make the bracha of Atoiv Ametev, because this is a bracha that's said on something that's good for not only you but for other people as well. And as the moon continues getting bigger from the 7th till the 15th of the month, it provides more light for the world. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if a person missed regular Kiddush Levana, he should at least be able to say Atoiv Ametev. So he responded to him, Atuki Chaser Mivarchino Dayano MS, deliver Atoiv Ametev. When the moon starts getting smaller, once it passes halfway through the month, do we make Dayano MS because now there's less light in the world? And therefore, corresponding to that, we should make Atoiv Ametev. We don't say Dayano MS, so we don't say Atoiv Ametev. So the response to that is Vilvarchino Lotravayu. So why not make both of them? And the answer is Kim Dahinu Urche, since this is the norm, it's normal for the moon to wax and wane, to become bigger and smaller. Lom Rechinon, what'll make these brachas? Continue to talk about Kish Levana, Varma Bach Rechanina, Amar Vasi, Amar Bechanon, Kom Varch Al Chadish Rizmanoi. Anyone who makes a bracha on the new moon in its proper time, Ki Ilu Makal Pnei Shechina, it's as if he was Makabal Pnei Shechina. Ksev Hachat says over here, HaChodesh HaZeh, this month shall be for you, meaning this new moon. And Ksev Hachat says over there, Zeh, Keli Vanveu, so we're using the word Zeh, Zeh, as Xer Shavah to tell us that if a person blesses the new moon, he says Kiddush Levana in its proper time, it's like he's been called Pnei Shechina. And Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Bryce was taught by Smesh Rabbi Shmuel, El Mali Zach Yisrael El Hakol Pnei Avim Shav Shmaim Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh Dayom. If Yidden were able to makabel their father in heaven every single month, that would be enough. Meaning, even just once a month, saying Kiddush Levana, that's a wonderful thing. And Amar Abaye Abaye says Hilchoch. Therefore, Nimenu Ma'omud, we should say Kiddush Levana standing. And Mareim Marzotra Mikas V'Yumvarchi Mareim Marzotra. Already when they were very old, they used to lean on people's shoulders to be able to stand and make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Now Amar Levachler Avashi. Marava and Eretz Yisrael, Mevarchi, they make the following bracha, Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. That's their bracha of Kiddush Levana. So Amrullah, he told him, Hai Noshi Yidon Nami Varchi. Our women, they can make such a bracha. It's such a simple bracha, they could do that as well. Elkid Rabbi Yehuda, rather, one should make a bracha like Rabbi Yehuda. Dom Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is the proper bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lekinim El Chaylam, Asher Mamari Baruch Chakim, that with his words, with his saying, he created the heavens, Uvrach Bev Kol Tzavam, and with the wind of his mouth, all of the legions, Chaykuz Manusan Lohem, a schedule and a decree he placed for them, Shalosh. So they shouldn't change their task. This is referring to everything up in Shemayim, the sun, moon, and stars. They all have a very set schedule, a very set orbit that they follow, and they don't change it at all. Joyous and glad to do the will of their creator. MS, the workers of MS, Shepulasan MS, their work is MS. And in regards to the moon, he said, that it should renew itself, Ateres Teferes, a crown of splendor, Lamuse Vaten. This is referring to the Yidden, that they're going to be Mischadish. They're going to renew themselves just like the moon, ulefar liyitzram, and to glorify their creator, al shem kwen machusai, barchat Hashem, mechadish chadashem. And this actually is the bracha that we make for Kiddush Levana. And we just have another member from Sam Myra. The pasuk tells us, kibis hachbulais tasul chamochama. With hachbulais, with good eitzah, with good advice, you shall do war. What does this mean? So, Ravach bar Chanina, Amrav Yasi, Amrav Yechanon, b'miat hamaitzah mochamta shal Torah. Who do you find the war of Torah with? B'mishyesh b'yadech chavilas shal Mishnah, with somebody who has bundles of Mishnah in his hand. Meaning, if a person really wants to wage the war of Torah properly and be able to paskin properly, he has to know Mishnayos and Braises. And that's learned from this word of Tachbulais. It's understood as Chavilois, bundles of Mishnayos and Braises, because even if a person is really sharp and he's able to thumb his way through a sugya and ask very sharp questions, if he doesn't have the basic, he doesn't have Mishnah and Braisa, he can't paskin properly. And similarly, Kari Rav Yosef Anashe, Rav Yosef said about himself, the Pasuk tells us, V'rav Tavuos B'Kayach Shar, and much grain through the strength of an ox. We know that Yosef the Shevet, Yosef at Tzadik, was called a Shar, B'char Shairai Hadar Lai, and Rav Yis was saying about himself, calling himself a shor, that he's Rav Tevuah. The Gemara elsewhere calls a chacham somebody who has a lot of Tevuah, because just like Tevuah, grain, is needed by everybody, so too the wisdom of the chacham is needed by everybody. And Rav Yosef had a lot of chacham, had a lot of wisdom, he had a lot of Torah knowledge, and therefore he said this pasuk about himself. And going back to the Mishnah where we had said, Echon Rav Shtei Shais V'chulu, so in Machlokes in the Mishnah, that if one ate it said it happened 2 hours, the other ate it said it happened 3 hours into the day, if we're going to say that's an okay discrepancy or no. Now the Gemara just clarifies, Amar Shimi Bar Ashi, Lo Shonu, this is only taught El Shais, if they made a discrepancy with hours. Aval Echon Rav Kaim Neitz Achama, if Echon Rav Lachar Neitz Achama, if one said that this thing happened before Neitz, and the other one said this happened after Neitz, Edusim Batela, their Edus is totally Batel, because it's obvious that they're talking about two separate things. They can't be talking about the same situation. You can't possibly say that they made a mistake and really it happened the same time before Nates versus after Nates is obvious to everyone. So whereas Pshita, this is completely obvious. Of course no one's going to make such a mistake. What's the Chiddush over here? El rather, the Chiddush is Echad Omer Kedem HaNeitz. If one said it happened before Nates, Echad Omer B'Soicha HaNeitz, and one said it happened during Nates, then that's the case where the Edus is Batel. The Gemara continues asking, Hanayim Pshita, this is also obvious. And the answer is that no. Ma'ale Tema, you might have thought, Habigiluyakai, that the second guy that said it happened during Nates, he was standing in a part of his Zarui Ba'almahu the Chaza, and he saw its glow, meaning he thought that it was Nates, but really it was beforehand. There was just a little bit of a shining of the sun, but the sun hadn't actually risen yet, and therefore there's no contradiction between the Edim. Mashmal, the Chiddush is that no, there's still a contradiction, and their Edus is possible. We can explain the Mishnah, V'achach, Machnisin, V'chulu. This Gemara is really going on the part of the Mishnah where we said that if one of the Talmidim had a Svara to acquit the accused, we're going to put him up onto the dais with Bezdin, and they're not mired to him, they don't take him down the entire day. So Gemara makes an inference, Asayayim, Vesulai. It's Mashma that they keep him up there on the dais with all the other Dayanim that day, but no more than that. Afterwards, they're going to take him down. As the Gemara Vatani, Rabbi Brisa tells us, Im Yesh Mamish Bedvarov, if this Talmud suggested something that was good, that was Mamish, there was something really solid about what he was suggesting, Loyah Yard Misham La'ilam, he never goes down from there. He's promoted to being a Dayan, and that's it. He's set for life. He's never taken down. It's only if him Ain Mamish Bedvarov, if what he said doesn't have Mamish, if it turns out not to be a good Svara, so then Ain Yard Kolyam Kulai, we're not going to take him down the whole day. Kadesh Le'Tal Yasser Yeridalai, so his Aliyah shouldn't be a Yerida for him. We don't want to embarrass him that day, but after that day, we're going to take him down. So it seems to be not like our Mishnah, because the Mishnah seems to be telling us that even if there's a Mamish Bedvarov, even if he's saying good, we're only going to let him stay up there for one day, but afterwards we're going to take him down. How do we explain the Stira? So Rabbi Abai answers, Terguma a'im ein Mamish Bedvarov. The way we explain our Mishnah is that our inference is that we're going to take him down after that day, as if it turns out that what he suggested is not good. So then, after that one day of sitting on Bezin, we're going to demote him. But yes, if he tined good, we're going to let him stay up there forever. We discuss in the Mishnah, Matzal is Chos v'chulu. This is going on the continuation of the Mishnah, where we had said that throughout the entire day of deliberations, when the Dayanim are going back and forth trying to figure out should they acquit or convict, they're not allowed to drink wine. I think Mark explains, Yain my time aloy, why can't they drink wine specifically? Amar Vacha Mar Chanini answers, Amar Krab, because the Pasuk says, Ulurizim e Shechar. And to rulers, Shechar, which means wine or an intoxicating drink, is not fitting. Oh, it's the Joshua, Ha'iskin Birazo Shel Oilam, those are involving themselves in the secret of the world, Aishtakru, they shouldn't become drunk. We can explain the Mishnah, Matzal is Chos v'chulu, and it's really going on the part where we said there's a stalemate, there's a deadlock. We add on a whole bunch of them to the Bezdin, and it's 71 altogether, which is the max a Bezdin is able to be. And it's 36 to convict, 35 to acquit, and we know that we have to have a majority of 2 in order to convict. And so they go back and forth the whole day to try to swing one vote to the other side. And the question is, Loi Romai, let's say one of the Dayanim did not see the words of his fellow, and no one wanted to swing their position. Everyone stuck to it. What do they do? So Rav Achi answers, Paitinoisai. So they pater the fellow, because since they don't have a clear psak, they pater him. And Rechon also says, Paitinoisai the pater him. Normally, Rav Pavla Abai, Rav Pavla Asabai, Velifri Mei Kara. So why not just pater him originally? Once they came to their original deadlock, why is it they continue discussing so that one tries to convince the other? If they came to a deadlock, they came to the stalemate, so just pater him. Why continue schlepping it on? Normally, he told him, Hachem Rechon, this is what Rechon says, Kadei Shalai Yotzim Bezim Uruvavin, so they shouldn't go out of Bezim all confused. We don't want Bezim to leave and disband in a state of confusion and uncertainty. We want them to give one last push to try to figure out what the din is. And after this last push that they can't figure out, okay, so I'll pater him. Now, Igdam, some say that Omar Pabla Abai or Papa told Abai, Volom Eliyoy Sifu, why do they even have to add on Dayanim in the first place? They start out with 23, they had a deadlock, 12 versus 11. Why keep on adding 2 Dayanim until they get to 71? Lifter him, Beidina Kama, just pater him from the first Bezdin. The first time we have his deadlock, the stalemate, just pater him. Why add on more? So Omar he told him, Rabbi Yasi Kaikabasek, Rabbi Yasi actually holds like you. The Tanya Rabbi Yasi holds, Kishim Shein Vasif and Al Bezdin Shoshim Echa, the same way that when we have our main Bezdin of 71, we're not going to add any judges onto that. 71 is the max. Kachim Rasif and Al Bezdin Shoshim Echa, we're also not going to add on to a bezin of 23. Now, Tanur Banu, we have a brisa. Omer Medina Mamanis Nizdakin Adin, Ve'ein Omer Medina Nefashos Nizdakin Adin. When dealing with a Dini Mamanis case, a monetary situation, so then we'll say Nizdakin Adin. But if it's Dini Nefashos case, we're not going to say Nizdakin Adin. Now, the question is, my Nizdakin Adin, what does this mean? So, Eli, if you want to say Kashdina, then it means that the din, this whole discussion, is very challenging and difficult, and therefore we should sit on it and we should continue discussing it. The opposite should be said. By din mamonis, we shouldn't say nizdakin a din, and by din nefashos, we should say nizdakin a din, because it's by din nefashos that if it's challenging and difficult, we should sit on it to try to figure out how to acquit the fellow. And therefore, it can't be that the understanding is kash dina, and therefore, let's switch it around. And really, the proper girsa of the brisa is that by din mamonis, we do not say nizdakin a din, and by din nefashos, we do say nizdakin a din. However, Ravashi argues that no, la'olam lo tepach, don't switch it around. And our girsa that we read originally is correct. Uman is nizdakin a din. So what does nizdakin a din mean? Chacham dina. That this din is wise, meaning we paskin correctly. Namely, by din mamonis, we're going to say chacham dina, that this is a good psak, and they're not going to go around and reverse it, even if somebody thought of something new. It's by din nefashos that we're not going to say nizdakin a din, and even if they conclude with a psak, if somebody came up with a new svara to acquit the accused, so we're going to go back and continue discussing this. However, now the Gemara asks, Meisvei, we have a brass that says, Gadol Shebdayan Omer, the most chashiv dayan says, Nizdakin Adin. Now, yeah, Bishlama, Chacham Dina, if you want to say Nizdakin Adin means Chacham Dina, Hainud Amr Gadol, that's how the most chashiv dayan says it. He paskins Chacham Dina, this is a great din that we paskin, and everything's wonderful. Eli Amrit Kash Dina, but if you want to say, then Nizdakin Adin means Kash Dina, Loi Saki Deloi Amr Gadol, is it not sufficient without the Gadol saying it? Ksufehu the Kamichsef Nafshe, he's going to be embarrassing himself. Why would you say that the Gadol has to get up and make this announcement that Kash Dina, this din is very challenging and we have to continue discussing it? We don't have a clarity of how to paskin. He's embarrassing himself. Must be the proper understanding of Nizdakin Adin is Chacham Dina and not Kash Dina. However, the Gemara says no problem in yes, it actually is true. It still could be that the most Chashiv Dayan gets up and says that this is too challenging to paskin right now because there's no comparison to a person who embarrasses himself as opposed to getting embarrassed by others. And therefore, it's better for the most Chashiv Dayan to get up and on his own admit, look, Rabbi Yisai, this is too challenging for us. We're going to have to continue discussing this, as opposed to everyone else realizing that it's too hard and then him being embarrassed in front of them. Now, some say that this is the proper way to understand the Braisa. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Kash Dina. If you want to say the understanding of Nizdakin Adin is Kash Dina, Hainu Deinu Deinu Mispash Labas Melu Mispash Mecherim. It makes sense most Chashiv Dayan is going to get up and announce this because there's no comparison to him embarrassing himself as opposed to being embarrassed by others. El Yamrit Chacham Dina. But if you want to say that it means Chacham Dina, God Al Shbuchim Mashbach Nafshe, will the most Chashiv Dayan praise himself? Does it make sense that he's going to get up and say, Rabbi Sai, this is a great psak? We paskin really solidly, basically praising himself. Vaksev, the pasuk says, Yahalel Chazar Veloy Picha, that a czar, a random person, should praise you, not your own mouth. So what's he getting up and patting himself on the back for? So the answer is no problem. Shani Milsa de Bedina, it's totally different than when we're discussing what's happening in a Bezdin. The Agadol Ramya, everything has to do with the Gadol, the most Chashiv Dayan. He's the one that gets up and he announces everything that went on and is going on. And it's not something that's personal. It's not like he's patting himself on the back. None. The Mishnah says, Gamar Sadavar, when they concluded the matter, they brought him in, and Gadol Shebdayan Oimer, the most Chashiv Dayan, gets up and says, Ish Planiata Zakai, Ish Planiata Chayiv. So we see that Gadol Shebdayanim is the one that's running all the proceedings, and him saying Chacham Dina is not pretentious at all. That's just the proper way to go about all the proceedings in the Beis Din. Hadron Al-Chayu Badkin, Mazlar finishing the fifth parak of Mesechah Sanhedrin, just like Mesechah finished this parak together, we should be Mesechah finish the entire Mesechah together, and of course, all of Shas together. And moving right into the brand new parak, Membez on Membez on top, the Mishnah tells us Nigmar Adin, once they concluded the Din and they decided that this fellow is Chayiv Misa, Matzin Isa the Cycloi, they bring him outside to give him Skila, and based on Skila Hayu Chutzla Beis Din, the place where he was going to get Skila was outside Beis Din. Shem, because the pasuk says, Hoytes a Makalel, bring out the Makalel, meaning you have to bring out this fellow outside of Beis Din. Now, after they brought the guy out in order to give him Skila, Echad Oymer al Pesach Beis Din, one guy still stood by the entrance of Beis Din, Vasudarn Biyadai, he had kerchiefs in his hand, Vasus Rachak Mimenu, and there was a guy riding a horse at a little bit of a distance from him, Kadeshi Roy Eyu, so that he could still see him, and the reason for the setup was as follows, Oymer Echad Yashi Lamed al Vschos, if somebody in Beis Din all of a sudden pipes up and says, I have a schus for the guy, so hello, this fellow standing at the entrance of Beis Din, Menef Besudarin, he would wave his kerchiefs wildly back and forth, Vahasus Rot, and the guy on the horse would spur it on, chasing the guy who was about to be killed, Umamidon, and he would stop them, and they wouldn't kill him because there's a new dean in Beis Din, maybe they're going to acquit him. So that's why we have to have this whole setup of the guy on the horse looking at the door of Beis Din to see if the fellow there is going to wave his kerchief so he can chase after the convicted fellow to stop him from getting killed. Now, Vafilu Hu Oimer, even if he himself, even if the convicted guy himself says, Yashi Lamed Alas Mischos, I have a schos for myself. Machzir and I say, we're going to bring him back. Afilu Abra V'chamish Pamim, even four or five times. Ovai Sheish Mamish V'dvariv, but there does have to be some sort of substance to his words. It can't just be that he says it and we're going to bring him back and he makes up something ridiculous. I think Gemara is going to explain how we know that there's Mamish V'dvariv. Now, I think Gemara addresses the first part of the Mishnah. Ubeis Askila Chutz Beis Din Hava, the Beis Askila is right outside of Beis Din, Vesuloi, that's it. But then you have a Braza tells us, Beis Askila, Hoya Chutz L'Shalish Machnois, that the Beis Askila was outside the three three camps. We know the middle camp is Machane Shechina, the one outside is Machane Levia, and the one outside that surrounding everything is Machane Yisrael. And we know the base of Skila was outside all three camps. Why is the Mishnah just saying that it's outside Beis Din? And the answer is, and you're right, Kiddush Kamar, just like you said, Bahadik Tani Hachi, and the only reason why our Mishnah says that it's outside Beis Din is Nafgamina, just to show the difference, the E Nafik Beidina Vyasov Chusl Shalash Machnois, that if it happens to be that the Beis Din ended up sitting outside of the three camps, still of Dina Beis Skila Chutz Beis Din, the base of Skila has to be made outside Beis Din, ki hechdoim is chazi Beis Din Reitzchen, so it shouldn't seem like Beis Din themselves are murderers, and therefore the guy has to be killed outside Beis Din. Inami alternatively, ki hechid tehav le'atzala, so there could be a salvation, a rescue for him. We still want to give his guy another chance to be saved, and therefore we're not going to kill him in Beis Din, we're going to send him out of Beis Din to the base of Skila, and there's still an opportunity for the guy with the kerchiefs to be able to wave them to get the horse rider, to get the people to be brought back so they could rejudge his case. And I think we're asking Manon Emili, how do we know this? How do we know that the base of Skila is outside the Shalosh Machnois? And the answer is the Tanur Banan, because we have a Braisa. Now this pasuk is talking about the Makalel, which is a fellow who blasphemed Hashem, he cursed him. This happened in the Midbar. What was said about him? Hoytes a Makalel mechutz l'machna, take the Makalel outside of the Machne. Chutz l'gimel Machnois, this is talking about outside of the three Machnois. Now the question is, Atam chutz l'gimel Machnois, you say it means take him outside of all three Machnois, A'enel chutz l'machna achas. Maybe it means just take him outside of one camp. And the answer is that no. Nemar kan mechutz l'machna, it says outside of the camp. Nemar parman esrafin, and it says in regards to parman esrafin, which are two different karbanos. One is a par helm davar shel tzibur, and one is a par kohen mashiach. These are two different bulls. These are karbanos which are not eaten, they're burned. So it's said about these parm hanisrafin, these bulls which are burned, chutz l'machna, bring them outside camp and burn them there. Now mal alon chutz l'shalosh machnois, just like by parm hanisrafin, it means bring them outside of the three machnois, afkan. So to over here by the makalel, chutz l'shalosh machnois, it means bring them outside all three machnois. And the question obviously is, b'hasam and alon, what about over there, parm hanisrafin? How do we know that that's outside three machnois? The answer is a ton of bun, because we have another brass that tells us, v'hoiti is kol ha-parl mechutz l'machne, bring the entire par outside the machne. And this tells us, chutz l'shalosh machnois, outside the three camps. And once again, the brass discusses, ato oimer chutz l'shalosh machnois, ene el chutz l'machne achas, you say means outside all three machnois. Maybe it means just outside one machne. And the answer to that is, k'shuaymer, when the pasuk says, l'michutz l'machne bepar eda, namely in regards to the par helm darvashal tzibur, which is one of these parm that we just mentioned, it says it has to be burned el michutz l'machne. Now, she'in talmud loimer, it doesn't really have to say that. Shrek for a number, because the pasuk already says, v'sarf oisai kasher sarf es ha-par rishon, it shall be burned like the first par was burned. And that first par is the par kain gadol, which is the other par. So we already know that the par amdav shar tzibur has to be burned in the same place the par kain gadol has to be burned. And therefore, why does it have to say, el michutz l'machne? Li tein loy machne shniya, it must be telling us a second machne that it has to be brought outside at least two machnois. And uchshoymer, el michutz l'machne by deshen, when we have another word of el michutz l'machne by the deshen, this has to do with when there's too many ashes from the mizbeach, they're brought outside camp. So it says, el michutz l'machne, she'in talmud loymer, it doesn't have to say el michutz l'machne, shrek for nemar, because it already says in regards to the pyre of the kohen gadol, el shefach hadeshen yisaref, to the place where the ashes poured, that's where it shall be burned. So we already know these ashes have to be brought outside camp, because again, that's where the pyre of the kohen gadol is burnt. And so why does it have to say el michutz l'machne by the deshen? It must be litein l'machne shlishes, to say that it has to be brought outside a third camp. So this is our lima, that a person who's getting skila is getting skila outside all three machnois. Again, that's being learned from a combination of these two parm hanisrafin and the deshen, the ashes. Now, I think we're asked on this. V'leif m'shchutei chutz. Why not learn from shchutei chutz, from the isser of shechting a karbon outside the Beis HaMikdash? Ma'al olon chutz machna achas. Just like there's an isser of shchutei chutz, even outside just one camp, outside the Machas Shechina, outside the Beis HaMikdash, afkan chutz machna achas. So to over here, by niskal, he should be stoned outside just one camp, not all three. And the Gemara answers that no, mistavrim parman esrafim havel l'meilef. It's more logical to say that we learn from parman esrafim shekain, because there's four comparisons. Hoitze, el michutz l'machne, machshir, u'machaper. We have the word hoitze that has to be taken out. We have the word el michutz l'machne, outside camp. Machshir means this is the way to properly do it, as opposed to when discussing shchutei chutz, this is the way to not do it. Do not shecht outside, so therefore we're not going to use that as a comparison. And machaper means this is a kapara. Getting skila is a kapara, and these parim that are burned is a kapara, and therefore we're going to learn a niskal from the parim on esrafim, as opposed to from shchutei chutz. However, the Gemara says, adraha, but it should be the opposite. Mishchutei chutz havel l'meilef. We should learn a niskal from shchutei chutz. Why is that? Shekein, Adam, Chayte, B'neshama, Pigol. We have these four comparisons. Adam means it has to do with a person. The case of a person getting skila, or the makalel, that's a person who's getting skila, and the Isser of Shchutei Chutz is being told to a person, you are not allowed to do this outside, so that's one comparison. Chayte, both of these have to do with a sin, or a sinner. The guy who's the makalel, the one who's getting skila, he did an avera, and doing Shchutei Chutz is an avera. Neshama means a neshama is being taken, whether it's talking about a neshama of a person who's getting skila, or Shchutei Chutz, we're shechting an animal, a neshama is being taken outside camp, and pigle, both these could have a din of pigle. However, the Gemara says that no, machshir machshir adiflei, it's better to learn machshir machshir, meaning the proper way to yes do something, as opposed to learning from the way not to do something. As we had explained previously, shchut echutz is something that one is not allowed to do, as opposed to the psukim telling us this is how one should do something, to do skila or do the parma nisrafim. So that's the preferred limud. This is all the braisa with limud number one. Rav Papa says here's a different limud of how we know skila is outside all shalosh machnos. Moshe Chavi Yosef, where is Moshe Rabbeinu b'machna levia? He was a machna levia. He was a levi, so he's in the machna levia. Ev amr l'rachmano, the Torah told him, "Hoytzis makalel el michutz machne." Take the makalel to outside the camp, which means chutz machna levia, outside machna levia. And then another pasuk tells us, "Vayitzu es hamakalel michutz machne." They took the makalel outside the camp, and that tells us chutz machne Yisrael, that the makalel was taken outside machna Yisrael. And again, as we know, the makalel was stoned. He got skila, so here we learn that skila is done outside all three machnos. Ask the Gemara, "Hayim b'yelasiya." This second pasuk of "Vayitzu es hamakalel michutz machne" is necessary for it itself. We need to know that the yidden actually took the makalel out and gave him skila, and that's what the pasuk is telling us. It's not extra to teach us a drasha, and the answer is that no. Asiya b'hedik siva. The fact that they actually did it and they gave him skila is said b'ferish in a different pasuk. Mem gimel ralph on top. It says when Israel also kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe. When Israel did like Moshe commanded, and therefore we have two pasukim that tell us mechutz l'machne, and that must be that a makalel, somebody who gets skila, is taken outside all shalosh machnos. Now the Gemara asks elmiatu. This is really so that these pasukim about the makalel are meant to be darshined. So by yirgmo asay oven my avdilei. What do we do with the pasuk of they stoned him with a stone oven? What's the drasha from that? And the answer is when by lechetanya. That's necessary for the following. The Brisa tells us very good. Oisai oven. They stoned him with a stone. That tells us oisai v'lebiksusai. They have to stone him not with his clothing, meaning he has to be unclothed when stoning him. And when it says oven, that tells us she'imeis be'evan achas yatsa. That if he died after just one stone was thrown at him, their yaitse multiple stones do not have to be thrown. The Gemara continues ve'itzach lemichtav oven ve'itzach lemichtav avonim. One pasuk says oven. Another pasuk in regards to skilo says avonim. Multiple stones. Why do we have to have both? Because rachmana oven. If the pasuk only said oven, havamina might say hechad lemeis b'chada. If he wouldn't have died through just one stone being thrown at him, loy neisei achrisi mikle. I might think, don't bring others and kill him, and he gets to go free. Kas rachmana avonim. That's what the Torah says. Stones to tell us that if he didn't die after one stone being thrown at him, we throw a whole bunch more till he dies. And because rachmana avonim, if the pasuk only said stones plural, havamina might think may kar neisei tarti that originally you have to throw two stones at him. Kas rachmana oven. That's what the Torah says. Oven one stone to say that first we throw one stone at him, and if he doesn't die, then we throw more. But now we just ask in our papa, Vaha, hai tana nemar ka amar. This tana, meaning the braisa that we discussed on the previous amud, tells us that there's nemar. It says over here in michutz machne, it says over there in michutz machne, and we had our wonderful drasha that told us that because of all these extra michutz machnes, someone who gets skila is stoned outside all three camps. So what's our papa coming along with this gzera shava for? And the answer is there's no contradiction. Ilu loy nemar ka amar. Our papa would explain that the tana of the braisa is telling us if it wouldn't have said, in other words, this is what he's saying. Ilu loy nemar kra, if we would not have had a pasuk, so you see I'm gzera shava. What if said gzera shava? Achshav shenamar kra, but now that I have a pasuk, gzera shava loitzarech, we don't need the gzera shava. And therefore, there's no contradiction between Rav Papa and the Braisa. One more limbo, just slightly different. Rav Ashi says, Moshe Echav Yosef, where was Moshe? B'machna levia. He was in machna levia, because again, he was a levi. Rav Nachman Hashem told him, Haisis makalel, take out the makalel. Now it's obvious that it's chos machna levia, that Hashem is telling him, take the makalel outside the machna levia. Therefore, when that very same pasuk says, El michotz machna, outside the machna, what's it referring to? Chotz machna Yisrael, that he should be taken out of machna Yisrael as well. And when the pasuk then tells us, Ve'etzius makalel, that they took out the makalel, la'asiya, that's telling us that they actually did carry this out and they brought out the makalel and killed him. Ask the Gemara, asiya behedik siv behu. We have a fair pasuk telling us that they did it, they carried it out. As the pasuk says, Ubnei Yisrael also kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe. And the answer is that no, huim ba'alei, chal smicha v'chal dchia. That pasuk is also necessary. One of them is telling us they did smicha, everyone leaned on him, and the other one tells us dchia that they pushed him, and therefore it's not extra. However, amalei rabbanon ravashi, rabbanon as ravashi, l'didach according to you, kol hani hoitzi yachsiyu v'paraman asrafim. What about all of the words hoitzi to bring outside out of the machne that said by paraman asrafim, my darshas behu? What do you darshan from them? And the Gemara concludes, kashi, right? That's a good question. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.